Tonight, we apologize for being late. I know it's unfortunate, but you know, it just happens that way, unfortunately. I'm going to make a being we have enough councilmen here, that we make a motion to amend the agenda to actually move the election contest winners up ahead of the Olympic team so that we can, because I know some of them have to go.
Send it.
There a second? It's been moved second that we amend the agenda by moving the winners up ahead of the Olympic team. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I guess we also make a motion that we have to go back in regular session. Is that correct? We're out of recess?
No, I think we were in regular session.
Okay, that's cool.
We should be all right.
Okay, Eddie, you're up.
Do it, Eddie.
Good evening. I have the winners of the election scholarship contest here with us tonight, and I would ask them to join me up at the podium. We have Audrey White, our grand prize winner. She correctly predicted all of the elections other than two. Caitlin Binstead, she also correctly predicted all of the elections other than two. We have Joshua Betts. He also correctly predicted all of the elections but two. They were all decided in order by the tiebreaker. We also have Connor Hitchens, Hannah Paconi. Hannah had to leave us. She's still here.
No, I told him we were going to be motivated.
And
something we don't do much up here.
We also have Connor's sister, Caitlin. I believe this is the first time we've had a brother and a sister win.
That's excellent.
But Connor did beat his sister by the tiebreak.
He might be a politician.
He probably could beat you.
We have prepared some certificates here for
Democrat
these.
Democrat with suit on.
President, you're going to give them their certificates?
Yeah.
We have some certificates prepared for them.
Who did you miss?
Kick him in the
grand prize winner. Who were the two that you missed?
I missed the Nagel and Baker.
Nagel and Baker. So I'm going to tell Mike Castle on you.
There you go. Yep, that's Audrey.
Eddie, why don't you describe what's going to happen with her money while we're...
What's going to happen with their money is they have received a scholarship that will be held in an interest-bearing account that is administered by the finance director of the county. And upon
when they attend college, the money will be applied to their college to pay their tuition or cost of school. So you have to remember when you attend. When you, your parents will remember, I think. When you go to college, you have to remember that you earned this scholarship and to contact the county finance director about it.
Why don't we give them an option?
Give them an option?
Yeah, cash now or like the lottery.
Hal wants to invest it in GM, so yeah. Watch that.
Some of the interesting facts to note, we had over 530 entries. These represent the six most correct. There was nobody that predicted all of the elections correctly this year. However, the winners, all of them standing here, did better than the newspapers. Thank you. Do another
one. One more picture.
Young people just can't make it. Same time, do it right by where Eddie was standing.
Right. Like we strike the same pose that you had earlier, guys.
Mr. President, how about if we have you stand in the middle and then the two taller young ladies stand on either side of you and then the younger children stand in front?
Yep, you come on down here.
Okay.
You want, cash.
You want me in the middle? Okay, Chip. I don't take instructions real well.
It's too long.
Never have.
Yeah. They're getting interest, man. It might be $300 time he gets raised.
Give immediate satisfaction. When they're that age.
Technical problem.
Kids that age want to see the green.
My daughter won
On behalf of the council, congratulations. Let's give them a hand. Another 2 years, we'll be back, right? Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Thanks for waiting for us. Appreciate it.
Okay, we got the special.
Okay. Okay. Next, being removed, the Special Olympic team. If they like, Ms. Russ. Come on, guys and girls.
Let's see. I like this kind of stuff.
I'm getting done right here.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
My name is Sherry Nolt. I am the program director for the Land Sharks program. And our program is basically covers the whole Sussex County area. We have athletes from Milford to Fettlesburg to Fenwick to Seaford, Bridgeville. It's all over the place, and these are athletes that you're looking at that are just part of the bocce program. This program started out with just 8 athletes about 3 years ago, and now they have 25. They practice at the Stokely Center in Georgetown once or twice a week for summer games and for fall festival, and those events are held up at the University of Delaware in Newark. And I'd like to introduce some of the athletes.
Absolutely.
This is Kim Smith. This is one of the coaches, Carrie Bosco, Jerome Watson. This is the volunteer, Brian Jordan, Robin Todd.
I'm Sarah Bosco.
There she is.
And what's your name?
And I'm Melissa West.
Yes.
One of the bocce players.
Yep, absolutely.
And this is David Shanholtz, Steve Shang, Judy Smith, another coach, and Faye Rust, another coach, and that's our part of the bocce team for right now.
Excellent. Good. I know we certainly, I hope the new court, when you get it constructed, does well for you, allows you to stay close to home and have something a little better to work with, and hopefully you'll make yourselves better.
Well, we really appreciate it. It really helps out a lot.
Fantastic.
It really does. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and congratulations again, and may you win many medals.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for waiting for us, too.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at 6:30 we have a public hearing,
6:15.
And I'll turn the public hearing over to Mr. Gray or Jim. 6:15.
Okay, we're starting.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
First hearing is a hearing on a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 110 of the Code of Sussex County by adding a new Part 7 relating to an approval process for private community wastewater systems in Sussex County primary service areas and secondary service areas. We'll start the public hearing with a brief presentation by Mr. Izzo, followed by, am I correct? Mr. Baker, okay. After that, members of council have any questions, we'll get those answered. After that, we'll open it up to public comment. Mr. Baker.
Thank you. This ordinance would establish a county approval process for private wastewater systems in what is called primary or secondary county service areas. It is one of the ordinances that is listed in ordinances to be completed that is listed in our land use plan. Just to go over the ordinance, I think you should have a copy
right
at your place there. The private community wastewater system shall not be constructed within a primary or secondary service area without the prior approval of Sussex County. And then it explains a proposed process. First, the applicant must complete and file with the county engineer an application with accompanying it by a fee to be determined by the county council, which is not noted in the proposed ordinance. No later than 45 days after the application has been filed, the county engineer shall approve the system in writing if he determines that each of the following criteria have been favorably addressed. First, the county will not reasonably be able to provide sewer service to that property within 5 years from the date the application is filed. System will not adversely affect the county's ability to provide future sewer service to other properties in the area. System will not interfere with the county's ability to construct future pipelines. And the construction of the system does not adversely affect existing, designed, or funded county sewer infrastructure. If the applicant is not satisfied with a decision of the county engineer, the applicant may make an appeal to the county council by filing a notice of appeal within 30 days after the county engineer's decision. And at the end of the ordinance, it notes that no private systems shall be permitted within an established county sewer district existing as of the date of the adoption of this ordinance. And finally, this article would not apply to any system for which a CPCN has previously been issued by the Public Service Commission. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Griffin.
Okay. Any questions by members of council?
Not really. I think, Mike, are you coming up with
Is there anything you wanted to report, Mr. Rizzo?
The only thing I want to point out is, again, our county wastewater service areas map. The area that's in question is not a large portion of the county. In fact, in the south coastal area, we've basically already served most of this area. The only unserved area that where a project would be in question would be in the Vines Creek area. Dagsboro, Frankfort basically already has county infrastructure. Long Neck here, there's an open area here in the Oak Orchard, west of Oak Orchard. Angola, pretty much with the passing the referendum, is basically spoken for. There's an area here that's north of 24. And also, we call this the Gosney Creek area. It's basically between Love Creek and West Rehoboth. That's an area where there already is some private wastewater treatment plants. And then, of course, there's Ellendale. And the other area that might come into question is Blades Planning Area.
Mike, I got just a couple, okay, we got, in the ordinance is talking the primary and secondary. Right? I assume the primary is where, we have the systems pretty much in place and those kinds
of
things.
Well, you're going to see service within 5 years. Like, for example, the Angola Phase 1 area.
Okay.
We passed a referendum. We're under design. Oak Orchard Phase 1, where we've already extended the district, that's a bad example. That's already a district. But say if we were working on rates for that area and we were going to extend a district, we would refer that to that as a Phase 1 area.
Or primary, right?
Okay. Primary, I'm sorry.
Secondary, that's fine.
Secondary, that's the area in question. That would be an area like that's Vines Creek, where we've already laid out the infrastructure to serve it, but we haven't made any attempt at this point to physically extend it, and we don't have any pending request either.
Okay, there's pipes in the ground? Is that what you're saying?
We have drawn them up on paper so they could be constructed, and we know the particular sizes that you would put in place and how many pump stations you would need. But we don't have any infrastructure in the ground, nor have we made any applications to the SRF.
And that would be beyond the 5 year?
The secondary areas.
Okay, my question is, here we say secondary and primary, they can't do anything without doing an application.
Right.
And yet, I guess, my only question is that after the, you know, if it's 5 years out, they got to jump through all the hoops.
Well, I think what, the way we've set it up, there's not that many hoops to jump through.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that they have to apply.
Right.
Do we have like another map that's like it's cut and dry, for lack of better words? I know we have to have a primary. You know, that says, no, we don't want, you know, you can do what you want, for lack of better words. You know, you can, if you get the DEMREC permit and do in the private sector, that you don't have to come in front of us.
This map is pretty current, but yeah, as time goes on, 6 months from now, you know, what we would do, and that's a good idea, to set up a process where we update that map either every 6 months or every year, so that, you know, the primary and the secondary areas, you know, are changing over time.
Right.
So, yeah, that would be a wise
that's
thing to do.
That's my only question, is if it is the five, you know, because it says nothing in the primary or secondary without coming in front of submitting the plans to you. But if it's 5 years out, it kind of seems to, you know, to me that that's where we kind of talked about their drop dead date time, that they would have to come in front of, you know, engineering department and go submit, you mm-hmm. know, all the plans and all.
Now you have to remember, these are areas that we've brought before the county council, and you have adopted
right.
them as planning
because they're part of the land use plan. I understand that, right?
Well,
right.
we brought them in separately as planning
right.
studies,
but they are in the
and
land
then documented
right.
again in the
and
land
it refers
use
to as that and. Okay. I got a problem, of course, with the fees. They still got put in here. I somehow did.
We don't have any fees set, and we're not really planning to set a fee. But we left it in there in case the council felt the need that a fee needed to be charged. But we're not going to ask for any fees.
Right. It's done by council, which
I'm just wondering about the 5 years. I think I mentioned it last time we had this conversation.
Right.
I just think it's inadequate, and it's going to leave you, Mike, scrambling to change.
It's a concern. If we, you know, right now we kind of work with the Public Service Commission, and we're able to work with them and establish the areas. By doing this ordinance, it sort of makes it enabling for the private utilities to come into our planning areas. So, yeah, that's a concern.
Yeah. Vance, you got any questions?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
No, not right now.
Okay, Mr. Rod? No? Okay. I guess we'll open it up to the public.
Is anybody from the public here who would like to be heard concerning this proposed ordinance? Anybody at all? This is an ordinance to add a new part 7 to create a approval process for private community wastewater systems in primary and secondary service areas. Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized.
I'd like to make a motion to defer on this till next Tuesday.
Second. Would you like to leave the record open or?
No. No need to leave it open. There's nobody here even wants to talk about it, so.
Public record is closed.
Okay. Okay. There's a motion and a second that we defer action on the, well, there's no number, but it'd be on the community wastewater system ordinance and put it back on the agenda next Tuesday. We're going to make sure next Tuesday is going to be good no matter how we try hard.
I see that.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Okay, the next one is the moderate affordable priced rental unit program. Jim?
This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 72. Chapter 72 contains a current ordinance dealing with moderately priced housing units. This would amend that chapter to add a provision for affordably priced rental units. And this is a public hearing on that proposed ordinance. Who's going to make a presentation?
Bill's here, but let me.
Mr. LeCates.
Well, just a second, Bill.
He'll make some introductory comments, and then we'll open that up to members of the public. Mr. LeCates.
Don't hurt you. Don't hurt yourself, Bill. I don't have many times we've gone over this, but I think it's...
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Making it real brief and to the point as much as I can. First of all, I'm going to alleviate all the statistics, and right. I know everybody saw the journal today. I hope where it says rents raising beyond reach of low-income families, so that's the reason. And we've seen it for some time. It also was in the comp plan early going. The state asked us to do more for affordable rental units. And so we began working on it and have come up and, of course, came with the original ordinance. And here tonight we're hoping to get approved our comments, public comments. The basic requirements is for the applicants, they have to give 25 at a minimum rental units to the county.
Right.
And in return, they would get 20% bonus density. That's max, and that's it. To 64 units, if 64 units, they must contribute it 40% to our inventory. And applicants with 65 or more must contribute 15% or a minimum of 26. With a minimum of 26 SCRP, which is our units. Must be, I'm not going to go over this because it is the same qualification. It must be on qualified land, except the control period here is 30 years. There's some other options. For the tenant, proof of citizenship. They have eligible income guidelines, which is basically 30% to 80%, 80% high being the highest of medium income for Sussex County, which is done by HUD every year and change. Must be employed at least 1 year preceding the application and work also in Sussex County. Sussex County employers must seek waivers with a director and county administrator, which can be assessed and given reason for employment, such as some of the area hospitals, the air park that needs people coming in for jobs that are just moving in because of the need. most of it are the density incentive is 20%, the maximum 12. And expedited review, basically the same as the MPHU program. That is the summary. It has been online. We discussed it more intense. Brandy, you have anything to add? It was worked on by the full committee and group, Mr. Baker and them.
I don't know if Mr. Scheiss go over these now? Or
sure.
Yeah. Did you pass them?
Yes.
Okay. I, after rereading the ordinance, we sort of caught a few things, if I could just mention them really quickly. They're very small wording changes. In section 7219, we had suggested that we refer to, 7219A, and then the small a, discussing the site plans, we were going to refer to them as development plan, but it turns out throughout the ordinance it's referred to as site plan, so I figure we would write that there. 7219F is just a minor wording. It should read the date of the initial lease agreement signing of an approved eligible tenant for a SCRP unit. Same section, letter O, is a foreclosure event. We would like to include, right now it says a foreclosure deed in lieu of foreclosure or other court-ordered sale of the rental unit, and I kind of wanted to encompass the entire rental complex as opposed to just the individual units, because the foreclosure event would affect the entire property. 7220B, it's actually, that's a typo. It says that the eligible tenant should be required to pay the first year's rent, but it's just the first month's rent. 7222D is, I'm sorry, The washer and dryer should just be required in the units only, or aren't required if the market rate units do not have them. And 7223, letters M and N, the first sentence of N should really be the last sentence of letter M, and that's all I have.
Any questions, Jim?
Having heard all those changes, I think they're the type of changes you could make prior to adopting, because they're more correcting some typos, and none of them are really more restrictive. If anything, they're a little less liberal, or more liberal than, or less restrictive than the wording of the ordinance. I think that's a good one to add about the foreclosure event, because it's possible that an entire development could go up for foreclosure.
Because no one actually owns the individual units. So it would right. really be the entire property.
There is a rental, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? Nope, we're good. Thank you very much. I know we have one young lady out there.
Any members of the public here who would like to speak? Sandy?
Good evening. My name is Sandy Spence. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm a member of the Sussex Housing Group and vice president of the Delaware Housing Coalition. I've also been a former volunteer for several years with Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. I'm speaking on behalf of the Sussex Housing Group and the Delaware Housing Coalition. We would like to commend the council for initiating this ordinance and urge its adoption. The need for affordable rental housing in Sussex is great and growing. At a rate of 75.8% home ownership rate statewide, Delaware ranks among the highest in the nation in its rate of home ownership. Here in Sussex, it's even higher, 80.7%. of Sussex Countyans live in homes they own. While home ownership enables both individuals and families to achieve the American dream, not all of our citizens can afford the direct and hidden costs of owning a home. And the extraordinary rate of home ownership in the county makes it especially difficult for those who cannot afford to own their own home, especially young people, seniors, the disabled, and others with low incomes that are typical of most jobs here in Sussex County. Many with tarnished credit have been attracted to subprime mortgages, which have too often been a path to foreclosure. The area median income in Sussex County is $55,100. That's for a household. A household earning only 30% of that median income here can afford only $414 a month for housing, making little or nothing affordable except for subsidized units, and leaving only $965 for all other expenses. And we're talking here about a family of four. In fact, the fair market two-bedroom rent in Sussex is $685, which takes almost 50% of the monthly income of that family at 30% of the median income. There are 1,854 renters in Sussex County who are considered to be cost-burdened. These are households paying more than 30% of their income for housing costs, including utilities. We believe that things could get worse before they improve. Over a third of the stock of assisted rental housing may be lost to market conversions by 2012 unless plans and resources are put into place to address this need. It is our hope that this ordinance will give private developers an incentive to build affordable rental housing for lower-income residents of the county. Especially commendable are the following provisions in the ordinance. The focus on 30 to 80% of median household income. This is appropriately lower than the median for the MPHU ordinance. The requirement that the affordable housing units be integrated with market rate units rather than being segregated into separate areas of a development. This will help ensure management will maintain the affordable units properly to protect the attractiveness and marketability of the entire community. The requirement for the owner to maintain the affordability of the rental units for a minimum of 30 years. Every demographic trend affecting the county suggests that our need for affordable rental housing is a long-term issue. The program limitation to growth areas. Level 4 rural areas are unable to meet the needs of lower-income households for accessibility to jobs and services and should not be the site of this type of housing. We like the density incentive. Increased density is essential to enhance the potential affordability of a project and to improve the possibility of serving the population with public transportation and other public services. We also like the requirement that eligible renters must occupy the units themselves and are prohibited from subletting their units. This is important to maintain the credibility and effectiveness of the program. I would add that we also commend the recommended corrections that Ms. Bennett proposed. Our only concerns about the ordinance are the restriction to households with a minimum of 30% of area median income could prevent those most in need, such as seniors living on fixed incomes or disabled living on Social Security income, from enjoying the benefit of this program. It may be appropriate to require more than 15% of units to be included in the program where the development consists of 65 or more units. Also, it may be desirable to enable projects with less than 25 units to participate. We would prefer that the proposed rental units be permitted only in town centers or developing areas and not in environmentally sensitive developing areas. But we also think that these concerns could be addressed in the future once the county has gained some experience with the implementation. Therefore, we strongly support the ordinance as it is written. Thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question? You said that density is good in this case. How high a density would you be satisfied with?
We don't have a specific position on exactly how much it should be, but more than the standard density is better. Okay. But, you know, really, I mean, if we ever want to have significant public transportation in this county, we just have to have more density because public transportation can't serve sprawl.
We used to have 36 units per acre.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me, but
okay.
You know.
That was, okay.
You got George.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a disaster.
Thanks.
George just fell on the table.
He went down on us. Call a paramedic.
George
went down.
36.
Yeah,
I know that. Yeah. I'm well aware of that.
Is that a motion?
Anybody else from the public who would like to be heard? Yes, ma'am.
Be a great act to go out on.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Hello.
Hi. Marlena Gibson with the Delaware State Housing Authority. Just here today in support of the ordinance. We also sent a letter, I think, by fax yesterday, and also hope we got a hard copy of it today. You know, as Sandy reviewed, there are very strong rental housing needs in the county. Rental housing really is a vital part of a balanced housing stock for the county's workforce. We're really pleased that the county is taking this initiative. I think Sussex has really been a leader in the state with its MPHU program, and I think this rental program will be groundbreaking in the state, too. Just overall, we think it's a really strong draft ordinance, and hope you'll consider approving it.
Do you like 35, 36 units per acre, too?
No, you don't have
he's
to answer.
Messenger.
It's a trick
he's
question.
Messenger.
He's just playing with you.
I wouldn't comment about any specific number. I think ultimately that's up to the county, certainly.
But you do understand how higher density can translate into more affordable housing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's really okay. A central part of a lot of these programs, is low and higher density.
Maybe the state's not so good.
Thank you all.
It's when the housing started giving us money. That's what
we got a project.
Give us our 2 million. Give us more than 2 million, right?
I would like
need that 4 million, what we need.
I would like to read into the record a letter from the State Housing Authority.
Please, I think everybody
Sandra Johnson, Director. The Delaware State Housing Authority supports Sussex County's initiatives to advance affordable housing, including the proposed Sussex County Rental Program Ordinance, to provide incentives for development of affordable and moderately priced rental housing in the county. Sussex County Rental Program will be an excellent counterpart and complement to the county's existing moderately priced housing unit program. It is exciting to see the county move forward to also address the need for affordable rental housing for its workforce. I commend the county for its timely action to implement the housing strategies included in its comprehensive plan. If DSHA can be of any assistance, please do not hesitate to contact me or Marlena Gibson. We have appreciated the opportunity to work with the county in various housing initiatives in recent years, and thank you for the opportunity to comment on the proposed Sussex County Rental Program Ordinance. Sincerely yours, Sandra Johnson. Is there anyone else who would like to comment on the ordinance? Anyone at all?
Nope. Close it and read it.
The record of this public hearing will be closed since no one else asked to be recognized.
Could you read the title, please, Jim?
The title is An Ordinance to Amend Chapter 72 of the Code of Sussex County Relating to Moderately Priced Housing Units to Establish an Affordably Priced Rental Unit Program.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved to second that we adopt the moderately priced
may I ask?
Rental. Okay, go ahead.
We had some changes.
Okay.
You may want to look at those first, because if you adopt it, it will be without the changes.
Okay. Okay.
So we actually
withdraw.
Withdraw. Scratch that one, Robin. Okay, Mr. Dukes, you're back in.
I'll withdraw.
Okay. Then we need a motion to adopt the changes. Should we list each one of them, 7219A?
I think you could just say the changes indicated on the sheet to...
For the Sussex County Rental Program, but the suggested changes for the public hearing?
Yeah. It amends, if you want me to just read the sections off?
I think you should.
Yeah. Okay. While we do it, yes.
Under consideration are changes suggested by the Housing Office of the County to make some minor amendments to Section 72-19A, 72-19F, 72-19O, 72-20B, 72-22D, 72-23. Primarily, these are to correct typographical errors and some minor wording changes in the proposed ordinance.
Make that motion to amend the ordinance.
Give a second.
Then. Second.
We'll vote on the amendments first, and then we'll vote on the orders. It's been moved to second that we vote on the suggested changes as presented to us tonight. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Now, would you like to read the title again, Jim?
Yes.
I know you threw down that paper again. But
An ordinance to amend Chapter 72 of the Code of Sussex County relating to moderately priced housing units to establish an affordably priced rental unit program.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second. Moved to second that we adopt the moderate price affordable rental unit program as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Just a minute.
Yes.
Pardon. As amended.
As amended.
Cole was yes. Mr. Phillips was yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much for your hard work. Thank you.